And I call to order the Otter Rock Monthly Water District meeting on 10/15/2024 at 6:01 p.m. I am here. Beth?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Teresa?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
And all board members are present, and the Harts and the Mullins are here once again. Thank you very much, the Harts and the Mullins. Next on the agenda, did anyone have any questions about the board summaries from the previous meetings, this 9/10/2024, and the summary of work sessions 9/19/2024? If not, can I get a motion to pass these board summaries?
Make a motion to approve them.
For a second.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. We're going to skip the water operators reports and we'll get back to it in case Curtis comes. So next on the agenda is Beth and the treasurer and office report.
Okay. The treasurer's report. Our bank amounts are as follows. Our general fund checking is at $93,326.97. Zero uncleared checks. Our register balance is the same. Our total deposits were $12,689.88. Total withdrawals, $15,276.50. I just got a text from Curtis. Let's see. He's homesick and cannot attend. He said he'd been homesick for 2 days. Okay, community center account is at unchanged at $422.79. Our treasury accounts, the reserve account is $106.94 or $94.90. Total deposits, $458.77. The system development fund is at $92,490.26. Total deposits, $399.95. All bank accounts are reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance is a negative $13,860. And our current assets, QuickBook assets, are $269,019.92. We have an accounts payable this month of $16,444.94. And did everyone see the email? We got a last minute invoice from Jerry Sievers for $500. So.
Yep, saw that.
Yeah, so from your list of bills to pay, we added the $500. And we got the Highland invoice this time. So that includes the entire September invoice, plus additional services from August invoice. Any questions?
So probably not for this billing cycle, but you know how they excavated the corp stop on 3rd Street and then they totally filled it back in? When they have to go and excavate that again, are we going to have to pay for that?
Well, that's why, you know, I mentioned that in that email.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll just have to see. It's not a huge deal. I mean, it'll take them a few minutes, and then it means more fill to, you know.
Right, and the vac truck.
Well, yeah, the time for the vac truck.
Yeah, that's
it. It will be pretty quick because it's. It looks like they filled it entirely with gravel. So,
yeah.
Mike, that I was with last week when they were here, said it would be really, really quick and easy. Because it'll suck right out. It's not like they have to loosen up the dirt with the water to suck it out. No, I know. But yeah, that was
it's
a little.
It's an expense that I don't think that should have happened because they could have.
No, it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. So.
But it did.
Yeah. Okay.
But we'll have to see what they come up with, and we'll have to talk to Curtis about that.
All right.
And we did save on Highland bills. We have recovered now close to $2,500.
That's good. Thank you.
With those items that were invoiced to us that didn't belong to our invoices.
Right.
Unfortunately, one of those goes back into the previous year, and if you'll notice on the P&L, it's showing, where is that? It's showing a negative amount of expenditure for chlorine because of that extra, that one bill, because it was from the previous year, and I don't know how that gets accounted for with the auditor, but it's easy to explain. It was on their May bill, and it was for the chlorine for another place, but they've refunded it to us, so.
Yeah, we just probably have to note that somewhere so we don't forget, right, Beth?
Right, and yeah, if it's just.
Yeah. It comes up.
Right. But that's the only really odd thing I saw on the P&L, so.
Although I wasn't sure, what did we pay Civil West for this month?
Say that again?
What did we pay Civil West for this month?
It's noted on the invoice. It was, I don't think now. Some of it was for Kevin attending the meeting that you had. They charged us his hours for that.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yep. And then the other part was for some work that I think Kevin did on FEMA.
I'd like to know how much they charge for that meeting.
Well,
it's on that detail on the invoice.
You've got it.
It says 0.75 hours, $172 an hour.
Okay, I suppose. I mean,
$29.
I'd almost challenge it because he was quite chatty about his family and everything. So, you know, I really wouldn't want to have to pay for that.
Okay.
So there was a second meeting here on the 25th.
25th was the one meeting I did.
Right. So this was an in-office engineering services NHMP meeting. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that
That's
stands for.
That's the hazard mitigation plan.
Gotcha. Okay.
That might not have been with Trees.
No, that would have been, that was not me. That was Tim then. So we got charged for Tim attending that?
Oh, of course.
But he didn't attend it just for us.
No, I think his charges is for the meeting that you had. It wasn't that prior one. I think that was Curtis. Or I'm sorry, Kevin. I don't have the invoice in front of me. Kelly, you're looking at it. Is it Kevin or Kurt or?
It doesn't specify. Oh, well, Timothy.
If it's for the hazard mitigation meeting, I'm sorry. Tim even said. in the meeting that he was representing multiple districts there.
Well, maybe he charged multiple districts.
Well, that's what I would like to know.
Yeah. And if he didn't charge multiple districts, why would he choose us as the one to pay it?
Right. Exactly.
For everybody.
And that was the
925.24, 0.75 hours, $172 an hour.
And the other thing is, unless we asked him to attend for us, we shouldn't be paying for that, because I don't think we asked him to attend for us, and both Beth and I were there.
At the mitigation meeting?
Yes.
On the
25th.
3/4 of an hour. Well, we could ask him about that, certainly.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have paid for Tim to be there.
Yeah, if both of you guys were there.
I don't object for paying for him to be there, but as you mentioned, he was there for multiple districts and projects.
Well, here's my problem though, Beth. I do object for him to be there because we didn't request that they represent us there. Unless somewhere we requested that they represent us there, then they're doing stuff for us that we didn't ask them to do and charging us for it.
So we're paying an hour and a half total for Tim, which is both the meeting with Teresa and the NHMP meeting. So I don't know how long your meeting was with
my meeting probably went an hour. Tim. But Tim didn't stay the whole time because did stay. I think he was there. Tim was there for an hour.
Okay, so then it would be.
And that I'm fine with, you know, I mean, but the other thing is I didn't ask for a meeting with Tim. Kevin invited Tim to the meeting. You know, how can you charge me for a meeting with somebody that I didn't invite to the meeting? I'm glad he was there. He had good input. He was supportive and all that kind of stuff, you know, but I didn't know enough to ask him to be there.
Well,
I'm
I think
frustrated
it's
with that.
He's the main engineer working on it.
Yeah. Oh,
project.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask for a meeting with Tim. I asked for a meeting with Kevin because it was about the proposal.
Right.
It wasn't about the engineering or design.
I would say, Teresa, you'd be the one to take it up with him.
Yeah.
You're familiar with them.
I don't pay that bill.
The other thing I think that is important is, you know, for us to realize that everyone is trying to maximize their earnings. And it's incumbent upon us when we engage people to maybe get an idea about what they're going to charge us up front. You know,
I didn't expect to be charged at all, honestly. It's my naivety of it, but as a corporate, when I engage with someone who was going to do a service for me, who was going to get a work from me, they're soliciting me. I shouldn't have to pay to meet with them.
Well, I don't know if I agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're already our engineer on record. So
and so I get that. I don't have that history and all that. And I get that. But, you know, I didn't. The biggest thing, I guess I would say, is the natural disaster mitigation meeting. I mean, that clearly we didn't ask them to participate in that for us, even though Tim, when he introduced himself, said he was representing a number of districts. So if he's representing a number of districts, are we paying his full bill? So I would ask that. And I'm happy to take that on because, frankly, I was going to bring it up later. It's just kind of open was, you know, hearing from Kevin about the updated proposal, seems we haven't heard anything from him on that. And I can just have that dialogue. We can pay that bill. I don't want to pay the Tim bill until we get clarity on that. But I'm fine with paying the Kevin bill because of historically, maybe that's what's gone on. But I'm going to have a conversation with Kevin about that because And I'll say frankly, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, had I known you were going to charge me for our social talk, I wouldn't have had it. I would have cut the meeting off.
Yeah, I think, you know, my only concern is that we don't get too charged up
Yeah,
about,
I'll have a
you know,
gentle
because we're,
conversation about it, Kelly, but
yeah, our
here's
relationship is changing quite a bit, because they've done a lot for us over the years without charging us. And now things are moving into a different phase.
Well, yeah, but so here's the thing. So, okay, great. And I really appreciate that too. But they should notify us if they're going to do that. I thought I'm going to have this casual sit down, get to know Kevin conversation, and then find out we got charged for it.
Well, that's why I'm saying I think it's incumbent upon us to start asking people, you know, what's the charge going to be, so
Well,
that we're not making assumptions and we know what the plan is, and then we can nix it or
I hear you, Kelly, but on personally, as a customer, I shouldn't have to ask if you're going to charge me for having a dialogue with you. You should, it's your responsibility if you're going to charge me to tell me.
Well then maybe that's what we need to communicate.
And that's what I would communicate.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we did it. They charge us. We'll pay the bill for that. I don't want to pay the bill for Tim, because unless, you know, all the districts he was representing were charged, which I don't know. I won't go there because I don't know, right? But I'll have that dialogue with Kevin. I don't have a problem having that dialogue with Kevin. We are a customer. You need to treat us like that. You can't continue to treat us like, you know, a friend, buddy, because maybe in the past you didn't charge us or whatever. I don't know. We are in a working relationship here, and it should be professional. It should be clear. And any charges should be clearly communicated prior to charging us.
So that's,
I think, especially at this stage of the game, when we're just starting and we're trying to get them to focus on doing things that we would like them to do, which is separate things out. And now we haven't even heard from them.
Right.
So, and yeah.
It would be totally bizarre to me. I would not be able to comprehend how they could, if they think they're going to charge us for his work to give us a proposal.
Yeah.
You're looking for business and you're going to charge me to propose for me to pay you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get my head wrapped around that.
No, it's no, Teresa, it's no different than Northwest Natural or Highland charging to get their trucks ready to come and do work for us.
That I understand a little bit. It depends on the detail of what get our trucks ready means.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to charge me to fill your truck with gas?
Yeah, exactly. It's
yeah.
And I, you know, I get it. I think that these companies, a lot of these companies, and not necessarily the engineering company, but more these service companies, are looking for a lot of different ways to increase their revenue, you know, and so they're looking, but that's kind of getting off track here. But I can short pay it, that invoice. And
yeah, I would request that you do that,
yeah.
Eileen, because,
yeah.
And I will make a point of having a conversation with Kevin.
Yeah. I just think we need to kind of get them on track.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, what did they do for us in October? Or September?
They talked to you, Teresa.
Yeah, evidently. I mean, you know. I'm such a challenge to talk to that they got to get paid to do it. It's hazard pay.
Hazard pay.
Oh, geez. Interesting. Very interesting. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's, you know, just my background doesn't comprehend that. That's, I'm a customer, man. You bend over backwards to get my business.
Well, I think that those rules don't always apply anymore. And this is a new reality. And that's why I think that we have to be even more vigilant. Like Beth, you know, going over those invoices very thoroughly, and finding those monies that we should not have had to pay. And I just think we're going to have to increasingly do that on an ongoing basis. And I know it's extra work, but I just think that's the reality of the environment these days.
Yeah, I hear you, Kelly. And I'm grateful that I have a place where I can ask these questions and sound it out to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, when I look at Highland's invoices now since Northwest Water, Natural Water took them over, there's a lot more charges on there than there used to be. And, you know, I just think that it's just the reality now. And so I think the most important thing to do is to say, you know, if you're going to charge for meeting with us, you need to be upfront about that in the future.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, I agree with you, Kelly. And that's what I'll say when I talk to Kevin. Had I known we were going to get charged for this meeting, I would have been more judicial in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And leave it at that. I don't have to say anything further than that.
Yeah.
But I'm not comfortable with agreeing to paying for Tim when we didn't ask him to represent us. And both Beth and I were there.
To represent the district.
Yeah.
Okay, what can we make a motion to pay the bills in Short Pay Civil West?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to pay the bills and Short Pay Civil West for that one meeting.
Second. Lisa, yes?
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
What is the amount of the short pay?
I don't have the invoice in front of me, Beth.
What are we taking out that we're saying?
Tim's time.
Half hour for Tim?
Yeah, the Tim's time.
Well, he put an hour and a half down, Beth.
He put an hour and a half.
Yeah, but that was for the meeting with you. And
but he wasn't invited to that meeting.
Well, so I think we just short pay all of Tim's for now. And then I'll have that dialogue with Kevin. And then based on that dialogue with Kevin, we'll decide what we pay for Tim. Because I will honestly.
Okay, I just wanted to make it clear what we were saying.
Sure.
Was the short pay.
That makes sense.
$258.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half's worth of meetings, two separate meetings.
Because it's interesting that the meeting that we went to was an hour and a half. So I'm not sure they charged me. I'm not sure they charged us for Tim's time in my meeting. So I'll just have a dialogue with him.
They charge.
I'll call him. I'm not going to email it or anything like that. I'm going to have a phone call conversation.
They charged us 0.75 hours for meeting with Teresa. So.
But then that was just for Kevin though, right?
No, that was for Tim.
Tim and Kevin.
Oh, here's in the detail. Yeah, I'm seeing that too.
So there's two charges for Tim.
Right.
Yeah,
three quarters of an hour each time.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I don't see a charge for Kevin for the meeting that he had with you. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
And they charged. So, wait a minute.
Kevin's more expensive. He's the manager.
That's Timothy again.
No. Kevin, in-office engineering services 913 and 914. Wait a minute.
Okay, so.
And then 920 for Wait a minute. Which one is that? I'm getting lost.
Well, if you look at page 1 of 3 for Civil West's invoice,
one is this.
Timothy Gross has a meeting with Teresa and an NHMP meeting, 1.5 hours at $172 an hour for a total of $258. And then Kevin has 3 hours at a rate of 177. And so that total bill for him was $531. And that was the revised FEMA amendment.
Okay.
For inspection services and correspondence with FEMA.
Okay.
Right.
So I don't see that they.
It doesn't sound like they charged us for Kevin meeting with me.
Exactly.
They charged us for Tim being there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Tim is $5 an hour cheaper than Kevin.
Oh, sure. Because Kevin's the manager.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Okay. So
let's just not pay Tim's.
If you look at it.
And then I'll have that dialogue with Kevin.
But if you look at that, Kevin did not charge us for the meeting with you and Tim did, then it's not like we got charged twice. We only got charged for one.
In my opinion, we shouldn't have been charged at all.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for Tim to be there. Kevin brought Tim in.
Right. And maybe that's why Kevin didn't charge, because he brought Tim in.
I'd rather just not guess and have a dialogue with him.
Okay. All right, so I made a motion, Teresa seconded it, and now we need to vote.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Can I get a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I make a motion, we approve the treasurer's report.
I second it. Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is update on FEMA. I don't think we have any updates on FEMA, except for we're still waiting for them to open it up again.
Right.
As far as I know.
Will probably be a while.
Yeah.
And
the hurricanes in Florida, I'm sure, is
strapping. Wipe them out.
Wiping out their funds and for emergencies. So,
yeah. What I read in the newspaper was that they could cover the immediate effects of Milton? The second thing.
Last one. Yeah.
But they don't have any funds for the longer term effects, and I don't think they have any money for any future.
Isn't the money that we've been requested, though, hasn't that kind of already been earmarked, or is that coming out of the same bucket? Do we even know that?
That's why they put a hold on it. They're not gonna spend money that, you know, for mitigation purposes when they need money for emergencies. So that's why that hold was put on in May or June, something like that.
The hold was because they needed more. Well, they needed Congress to approve their extra spending, basically. Right. They needed more appropriation money.
Yeah.
So, but yes, Eileen, the money is earmarked for the mitigation. It's just we need to ask for it. And they haven't opened it up yet.
We've asked for it. We're on their list. We just have to wait for the funding, and that's up to Congress.
I don't mean to sound like a gloomy person, but depending on what happens politically, we may not ever get that money.
It's possible.
So I think.
Well, and that's why we're trying to work with Kevin, because right. we need to get some, you know, ideas on these infrastructure projects and how we can move forward with them. So,
yep. I just think we need to maybe at some point have a contingency discussion.
Well, that's,
yeah. Sure, I agree, Kelly. We'll give it till the end of the year. Give FEMA the time to come. I mean, once FEMA comes back into funding, you know, we have to wait for that. Once they come back into funding, and then if we don't get funded, then I think that we definitely okay. have to
yeah.
look at that contingency. But we at least got to, you know, just right now, we think we're still status quo until
yeah.
FEMA comes back online.
Okay.
Correct. There's a note, there's a question about civil rest. Have a lawyer review, I assume, the proposal?
Yeah. We talked about that at the last meeting. I don't know if it was the...
Well, we haven't received it yet.
Yeah.
Something...
But I think that's wise, Kelly. I think we should have any contract that's binding us to a significant... amount of money we should have a lawyer look at before we sign that contract.
And was that with Civil West that I wrote that note, or was that with having a lawyer look at the proposed contract with Northwest Natural Water?
It might have been Northwest.
Okay.
No, it would be both.
I think it's true about both of them.
Does anybody mind if I move on to the next agenda item?
Please do.
Which is the proposed additional monthly meeting for project updates, discuss effective ways of communication stages and progress of the project with the community.
So I had proposed out there that we meet, I guess it would be the third Tuesday of the month. As needed, as things start moving. Right now, we're kind of in a stall, so that doesn't make any sense for us to meet until we, you know, get that first proposal on the books and looked at and approved and, you know, going to make some steps forward. Then I think we we might be ready for a separate meeting. As of now, right now, I don't think we need one. That's just my thoughts.
Right. No, I agreed with that. I think that's because there could be a lot more to discuss, and it would make our regular meeting go too long. And it might be good for in a way to communicate with the community and announce things. And
yeah, where it's all just focused on the project.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. But
and it, I mean,
as needed.
They could be very short meetings depending on what's going on that particular month, you know.
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a good idea. So
yeah, and I also think we'll need to start coming up with some additional written communication that would be helpful.
Yeah.
You could have a project newsletter or something maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Specific category on the website, project updates.
I really think we need to emphasize the website. That's the best way.
I agree, Eileen.
Yeah. And people have got access to it. So,
yep.
Most people do. Yeah. Not everybody.
So then we need to, you know, more of us need to learn how to update the website so it's not all on Beth. And
updating something that's already put together is pretty darn simple. It's getting the material together.
The content,
yes. I managed a website for my past employer, and that was the hardest thing, was getting the different departments to get their content.
We still need to kind of get together though, Beth, so that you're not the only one that knows how to do this.
Well, you think, yeah.
Yeah, you probably need a backup.
Yeah. Well, maybe now that the rains have started, we can get something scheduled.
So I don't know if we need to make a motion for that or anything, but
No.
I just figure every month that we meet, we'll decide whether or not we need to have a project meeting.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's an excellent idea.
Yeah, I don't want to have a scheduled meeting.
Yeah.
And then it turns out we don't need it. So I think at the board meeting would be really good.
Yep. Board meeting comes first. We decide we need to have a project meeting. We have a project meeting.
Right on.
Next on the agenda is the report on the meeting with Laura Johnson and DEQ Drinking Water Protection, and report of anyone who attended Coastal Partnerships for Drinking Water Protection's workshop on 10/15.
That's today.
Yeah. I didn't know if anybody was going.
Yeah, I wasn't able to go.
No, I was up to my eyeballs in NIH proposals.
There's one tomorrow at the community college.
So who was at the meeting with Laura Johnson? Was it Beth and Lisa?
Uh-huh. And Teresa.
And Teresa was also there. Okay. Yeah. I had seen at some place Teresa said she couldn't go because she had another meeting. But okay, so Beth, Lisa, and Teresa.
It worked out though, so that was great.
Okay. So what happened?
Didn't we already go over that last time?
Yeah, we did go over it last month. I mean, the one thing that I committed to and haven't done anything on yet was looking into that Nature Conservancy thing and seeing if we can get a more detailed report on our environment, our spring system and all that. So it's still on my list of things to do. I'm not sure there's an urgency about it, but it's on my list of things to do.
And I would like to contact her and see and get her help about that $50,000 grant.
Yeah, I think we need to, figure out what we would use it for, Lisa, because I'm not sure what we would use it for, I guess. Because it was to protect our environment. Yeah. So we'd have to have specific objectives to fit that criteria.
Yeah, we'd have to have a pretty definitive plan already to even start that, what we would do with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably something we just need to dig into a little bit more. What are the potential uses we could have for that money? But I think we need to have an idea of what we would use that money for.
Well, she said
would give us the ideas.
Well, she said we could use it to map out our springs, to know exactly where the water is coming from and exactly where the springs are and exactly, map
we know
them
where they are. You map mean them out. Geological report?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to ask her, but I didn't want to go down that road in case, but that
so is that what you would say we'd want to use it for?
Is to map out our springs, because we're going to have to know that anyway for our construction project. So I would like to reach out to her, send her an email, CC everyone, and say, hey, can we apply for this grant to have somebody, do a study and map out our springs for us, because we don't really know, exactly. Well, I don't know, exactly where they are on the hill, and where they,
Yeah,
I don't know
the whole flow of them and how they get absorb the water and all that kind of good stuff.
Exactly.
And did some of that recent logging that happened on that hill affect them in any way?
Right.
But I didn't want to email her without the board's permission, because that's just not something that you should be doing.
I'm on board with figuring that out.
I also am on board with that.
Sure, I think that's fine.
Okay.
If you want to do it.
Okay, so I'll send the email out tomorrow and CC everyone and say, hey, you know, can we use this $50,000 grant to map out our springs?
Sounds good.
And we'll need your help, so how can you help us?
Yeah. I like it.
Next on the agenda is the follow-up on the resident report of low water pressure following work on the street by Highland.
I don't think there has been any. I haven't been doing that. I've found other things to do. I haven't heard any. I don't think we've heard anything more from him.
Is this person a year-round resident, or do they go away in the wintertime?
They go away half the year.
Okay.
Approximately.
Uh-huh.
Or and a good portion of the year.
Are they gone or still here? Do you know?
I do not know.
Okay. All right. Well, I could probably check in with them next week because I'll be back in town on Wednesday. So I could check in with them on Thursday or Friday if they're still around. Just ask them how things are going. In Highland's invoice, there was a charge for somebody repairing a leaking meter. Do we know where that was?
No, it was a leaking hose bib, and it was at our community center building.
Yeah, we got charged for both.
For a leaking meter?
I'm pretty sure.
No. And Teresa and I did give Cody the authorization to do that. He asked us about it. Mm-hmm. We ended up doing a tour of the tank farm and meeting him and Walter, who sometimes works at the district here, and we had a really great conversation with him. And he mentioned that, and we gave him the authorization to go ahead and fix it.
Okay.
I'm sure it was much more reasonable than calling a plumber.
No doubt.
So,
okay, I must have misread that. What's next?
Next on the agenda is the resident water shutoff issue. Is there any follow-up needed?
I don't believe we've heard back. So I would say no.
No news is good news.
Yeah.
I agree.
Me too. Okay, next on the agenda is current status of EPA LCRR META data and inspections. Deadlines approaching. Are the last two done?
Well,
I saw your spreadsheet, Beth, and that was quite impressive.
It's
good
amazing.
Job.
Yeah. So the meters aren't done, but they excavated, so we knew what type of material was the service line was there. So those got added to the inventory. And I had quite a time with the 120 water system, ended up abandoning it. I I completed the spreadsheet as to their requirements and made four attempts to upload it to them, and four failed with the error message process failed or something, just real generic. It never did upload. Looked through their help system, didn't find any real definitive clues. There was one that said, well, don't put a long file name on it, make it nice and short, but they didn't tell you how many characters was your maximum for a file name. I ended up making it really short, like four characters, and it still didn't go through. And there was another thing that I thought, well, maybe this field, and made some changes to this one field that was an optional field, and that didn't help it. And I put in a request in there, a help ticket, basically. Didn't hear back Monday, so, and they, I guess maybe they were on vacation. I mean, a holiday, it was a holiday, a lot of places. Didn't hear back. So I just started converting the information to the format required to do it directly to OHA. I did hear back. They emailed me this morning at 5 o'clock from 120 Water. And I told them, no, don't bother with us. We bypassed your system. The 120 Water system is kind of neat, but I think it's more than we really need. They have like 100 fields, and we needed less than 20 data fields for this. And so that's what I did. I submitted it directly to the state. Unfortunately, I had to reformat because the actual data that went into four of the fields had to be phrased slightly differently. So I had to go through the spreadsheet and do a lot of copy and paste replaces. But I got it done, and it got into the state yesterday. So
well,
they sent me an email that they had received it, that they would let me know if it passed the passed muster. But one real neat thing about the spreadsheet that OHA provided directly is it has, if you, I don't know if you've looked at it much, but up at the top, it has, it does its own error checking. And we came up with zero errors. So it's
nice.
Got to be pretty good.
Wow.
Good for you.
Awesome. So anyway, it's done for now. It will need to be updated. I think they said something about doing annual updates because our inventory is not complete. Mm-hmm. We have, I believe, 57 unknowns, all those, and some of those are need meters, some of those need to go back and do the mini inspection for those with existing meters. But all of those, of course, that were built after 1985 don't need it at all. So if those with existing meters that were built after 85, we don't have to go back and inspect.
Right.
So that got us down to only 57. So nice. I think about 30 of the ones with existing meters will have to be inspected.
Mm.
And at some point we will need to update that data and resubmit it to the state, but they haven't let us know when that will be.
Okay.
I'm assuming probably in maybe a year.
And then we've got a letter that we need to get out, Beth, is that correct?
Yes, all of the unknowns will need a letter.
Okay.
That notice.
The notice.
And we need
57.
Proof that we sent it. So we need copies of the letter with the service address on it. So
okay.
I will get you a list of those.
Okay.
Addresses.
Is there a deadline to get that out?
Yes, November 15th.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you need help, Eileen, let me know.
Okay.
And I will come down once we get all that ready. I will come down and show you how to simply set up a merge.
Mail merge.
Throw those.
But And you can look at this computer again, Bill. It all of a sudden it's slow again. I'm ready to throw it out the window.
Is it doing that churning again?
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't think,
okay, so
I don't think it's QuickBooks. Anyways, it's
all right. If it lasts till then, my wizard son, computer wizard son, is coming out November 13th. If it lasts till then, I'll have him look at it.
Well, I did take a look at it. There's a couple things because Eileen mentioned it a while ago and emailed me and said she wanted to take it in to have someone look at it. And I said, well, a couple things. Let me look at it first. And primarily, we need to do a backup of every single thing on there before we remove it from the office. And with thinking that we might either need a repair on it or need to get a new computer, and considering our problem with QuickBooks, I decided to look and see if I could find the old install for QuickBooks. I was able to find it, the install file. It did give me a little weird message copying it to a flash drive that not all properties would copy, but I went ahead and did that. I found the licensing information in the office emails from 4 years ago. I've got a kind of a backup spare laptop here. And I went ahead and did an install of it on this laptop, and it worked. It actually licensed it and it updated it with 4 years worth of updates, which I was quite impressed. It means Intuit still has all those files on their server and active. Yeah. So we do have a backup copy of QuickBooks here on a laptop that can be used in an emergency.
Okay.
I found that it was doing, and I have a suspicion, I'm not positive why it was doing it, because it did it while I was down there looking at it and making backups and stuff. I don't have it in there. It was running a program that it usually, from looking online, it was an SQL, I think it was SQL Anywhere server or something. It was just monopolizing the hard drive totally. Mm-hmm. And I had been in QuickBooks and I had noticed there had been a backup done that was done to OneDrive. And what I read on the internet was that it usually uses this program when there's a remote installation for QuickBooks, like it's installed on a server and you're working on it from a workstation. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't using QuickBooks, so I just went to Task Manager and did an end task and immediately quit.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it was because we had done a backup to OneDrive at one point. It thought
it needed to keep back, trying to back up to that.
Well, it was trying to connect to it, uh-huh, or something.
Right.
Anyway, going into Task Manager and doing an end task on that app just cured it right there. So
Beth, I didn't mean for you to go into a long explanation. I just, the next time you're in the office, we'll take a look at it. That's
okay.
All. I mean, it's working. It's just all of a sudden it's just kind of bogged down again. So that's all.
Well, I can maybe show you there and what to look for.
Yeah,
I've got it written down somewhere, so
okay,
I'll look for that and the exact name of the app that was trying to run.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and if your son's in town and wants to come down and take a look at it, Teresa.
The thing, there's hardly anything on that drive though.
I mean,
it's got the whole drive. It's not all that robust. It's got 8 megs of RAM, so
yeah, and that's
that could be a lot of it if you've got too much open and you're on that.
Get that much on a flash drive easily nowadays.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh God, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not watching YouTube videos while I'm over there. And I mean, I'm got QuickBooks open and my email. So, anyways, okay. Moving on.
Is the update status of the meter reading wand?
Well, we got a new wand and we figured out that the only thing that was really broken was the tip. So we put the tip on the old wand and now it works. And now we have a new wand. And there you have it.
So now we have two working wands?
No. Do we have a new tip?
No, we don't have a new tip yet, and we don't have an extra wand. So when
extension,
right,
three parts. There's the base, there's the extension pole, and the tip that goes on the extension. And the tip, was not working.
What was damaged?
You know, and so the tip was damaged, and unfortunately, the guy that I talked to at Ferguson, you know, he didn't help me troubleshoot anything, and I didn't even think to ask. You know, I just asked him how much a new wand was or a new scanner, and then we approved that. Well, then when I opened the box, it was just the handle, just the part that you hold, the wand. And it came with a new tip that went on the end of the wand. So when I called him back, I said, "Where's the rest of this?" He says, "Oh, that's a separate part." Just like, okay.
Wow.
You know, so he says, well, he went on to say, well, there's a tip that was in the new one. And so I just took the tip and replaced the tip and told Cody, I said, try this, and it worked. So, I'm still waiting for him to get me a price. And I sent him a second email and I haven't heard back now. So I will, call him and see if I can't get a price on a replacement tip and a wand version.
But yay, we have a working wand.
Yeah. And an extra scanner.
So we need that tip. And then if we had that, we could have a and then the extension.
Yeah.
We could have a second one, and we have a backup. And I still think that's a good idea to have a backup.
Yeah, I support that too, Beth. I think that we need to have a backup.
Well, hopefully I'll have prices for you by the next board meeting, and we can approve the rest of it.
Yeah.
So the 1703 or 04, that was for the scanner?
Yes, that
scanner
was
for the tip.
And tip. Okay.
And the tip.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the recent letters from the state of Oregon. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
It was for other correspondence, and when I made the agenda, I just put that there with a question mark. I don't know. So one of them obviously was for this invoice that we just paid, I would imagine.
Invoice? I think, wasn't a letter from the Department of Revenue?
Yeah, there was one from the Department of Revenue, and then there was one from...
The questionnaire, is that what we're talking about?
No. I don't know what we're talking about because I didn't open them up. I just saw that there were two, we got two letters in the same day from the state of Oregon. One was from the Department of Revenue, and I can't remember what the other one was for, who it was from. It was either from the Secretary of State or the Department of the Treasury.
There's one, the one is from, I think, the Secretary of State, and that's an invoice that we approved to pay.
Yeah.
The other one was from the Department of Revenue, and it was regarding payroll, and it was regarding some some payroll tax form that they needed something on. Anyways, it was just kind of formality stuff, yeah. Kelly. Yeah.
You were going to get hold of Gusto on that, Eileen?
Pardon me?
You were going to get hold of Gusto.
I never heard anything. And then you sent me that notice that they were doing the third quarter payroll stuff. So I'm assuming everything's fine. It's coming out of the.
Well, no, it was a question about them having access to our account.
Right. But if they didn't have access to our account, they wouldn't have been, it's everything's coming out. So I can reach back out to them, but I have a feeling everything is probably taken care of. So
okay, I thought it was a form that we give Gusto the ability to
right. And it's something that we would have given them when we first set up the account with them.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, I guess okay.
Yeah.
Next on the agenda is the new contract from Highland.
Your suggestion that go to the lawyer is a good suggestion, but I think there's a lot of stuff on that kind of needs to be discussed with Aaron too at Highland. So
right. In the base part of which of the contract and the actual agreement, I noticed in section 6, which is the suspension or termination or closeout, there's A and B, which if either the owner or which is A, which is us, or B, fail to perform, the other party may give written notice and may eventually terminate the agreement. But C is if Northwest Natural may at any time and without cause has the right in its sole discretion to terminate this agreement subject to 30 days written notice to owner. And then it goes on to talk about expiration of the term, but what I thought is that if Northwest Natural can terminate the agreement subject to 30 days written notice, we should be able to also be able to terminate the agreement with, there should be another paragraph in there giving us the
right to terminate.
Yeah. Right to terminate the same as they have the right to terminate.
Yeah, I like that, Beth.
And beyond that, and I don't know why they have my name on here, but they do. That's okay. Under Exhibit B, which is the description of services, they outline what would be covered under basically the base fee. I had a question about under B, site visit number 5, they say conduct routine water quality sampling, monitoring, and reporting as necessary to OHA. And routine sampling includes the labor for coliform sampling and delivery to the lab, not including lab costs, which is understood. And then it says all non-routine sampling will be billed on a time and material basis. I want to know what non-routine is. So that's a clarification I think we need.
Yeah, I think that
we have more than the coliform. Sampling is the monthly sampling. We also have what we call routine Water testing is, some of it's annual, some of it's every three years, some of it's every 9 years. And we need to know if they're excluding that or if that's included. And it's not a whole lot of sampling per year, but it's kind of annoying if they're.
Do we have the old contract to compare?
Yeah, that's, they did all water tests, was included in the base fee.
Before. Whether it was routine or not.
Huh?
Whether it was routine or not.
Right. They didn't go into that, but then if they're going to talk about routine.
Then, yeah, I agree with you, Beth.
Routine sampling, we need a definition of it.
And specific.
We need to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When do we have to have this back to them?
It would be effective January 1st. So.
Right, but they wanted that contract back. When do they want this signed and back to them?
They say?
Well, I don't know. We just got it since the last meeting, so
we're
going over it, and we need some clarifications, and we're going to need to send it to a lawyer too.
Right.
But we
need I'm just wondering if we should send it to the lawyer and have them look at it and then kind of look at what we need to get clarified and get a meeting set up with Aaron or somebody so we can discuss this a little bit with them.
Make sure they're not going to charge us for the meeting.
Well, of course they'll charge us for the meeting. I think we can get some clarification via email, which would be more efficient than a meeting. But there's more in here. It goes on. I'm still in an exhibit B. Number three, other services that are all subject to the T&M rates. It includes three things that they've pulled out that originally were in our, covered under our base fee, and that is locates, and two reports, the CCR and the annual water resources report.
Well, the locates should kind of go away here pretty soon, I would think.
No, locates are when someone wants to dig or a contractor needs to dig, and
they
contact.
And we have to mark where the water is.
UNC, you're supposed to call or you can do it via web and request a locate, and that includes your locate for your cable, for electric, for.
So does that get charged to the customer?
What?
Is that a charge that we can move on to the customer?
We don't currently have a charge for them in our fees. No.
But we could, right?
I don't know if you can.
We could possibly. We don't even get those notifications. When we had our own employee, we did get those notifications from what is it? ONC. It's the Oregon OUNC. I think it is Oregon Universal Notification Center. They handle all that. So when you put a request, you know, the public service thing, call before you dig thing, that all goes through a center. It's part of, you know.
Right. But isn't that something that the customer is requesting? And should the customer pay?
Yeah, I agree with Eileen. It comes to that. We charge the customer.
Yeah.
We tell Highland that they do not do a locate without our approval.
Yeah.
And then we know who to charge.
Well, exactly. They only have, the utilities have a certain time length, like 24, 48 hours to do it.
We'll work
rules.
With that. I mean, it's not like we're not unreachable.
Well, yeah,
Our own person would have to connect with us.
Excuse me?
No matter how it gets located, somebody would have to communicate that.
No, they don't. Oh. Well, they don't now because Highland is our water services operator. They used to. We used to get a notification
via
email.
Even if they do locate without notifying us, We still know where they located, and the customer can still get charged for that locate.
If we put it in our fees, yeah. But
I mean,
we don't
that's
have it
we have to do that.
Well, we don't currently have it in our fees.
Right.
So
we'll have to
period,
do that based on this new contract.
Right. Well, what I would also indicate is that then if this is going to be, excuse me, a T&M charge, then Highland needs to forward those requests to us as well.
Sure.
They get them from the locate center, and they need to let us know that.
Yep.
Because
I agree.
Then we would have the exact address and know
yep.
what they were.
Who to charge.
But then we'll have to work, build it into our fees next spring.
Yep.
If we decide we want to charge the customer for a locate.
Well, I think we have to just because.
Well, we don't. I don't think most utilities do. It's a bit unusual, I would think.
Yes, most utilities do not.
Yeah.
And
right.
Here's my thing. When Jim was our manager, we were going to build a fence. We just bought the house, and we requested the utilities come out to locate. And Jim came out and marked our water. When we were going to do some other thing, like in 2022 or 2023, we put in a request again. Highland came out and said that they couldn't locate our water. They had no idea where it was, you know, because we called them and said, "What? How come there's no blue line here?" You know, electricity and gas did theirs, and there's nothing for. And so Francis said, "Look, Jim found it years ago. So why can't you find it?" And then same thing happened when, you know, they wanted to put the meter in and they said they couldn't find my line. And I talked to them twice in board meetings
wow.
about, you know, using a metal detector or something to find it. And they said no. And then finally, Curtis came up to my front door. I showed him where it was and it had a line on it. So, you know, if they're going to charge us for doing that, then we need to make sure that they're doing it correctly.
Right. Or the other thing is we ask them to throw it back into the base fee.
Yeah.
Put it
exactly.
back into the base fee. And they always yeah. have. And I don't think they get very many. I mean, we would go months before when we got it.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
The office,
we can ask.
We would, you know, we would go months without one.
Yeah.
Because it's not that often people are working where they're digging fence poles or a contractor's coming in to do some kind of, you know, work. It's like when they put in a new septic or do other work where
mm-hmm.
they have to trench,
yeah.
they do it. But it's not that frequent. So we
yes,
should.
The one thing on that contract that kind of stuck out to me was that exclusive. You know, there are exclusive water operator. And I mean, does
that
mean
that's required?
Yeah, right. But does that mean that, like, for instance, trying to get these meters done and them really not being able to do it for us, does that mean that we can't go out and call somebody else to have them come and put these meters
oh.
in?
No, but they would have to approve the installation because they're the what is it called? The DRC, the direct responsible charge. And that has to do with a contract that we have to sign with whoever is our water operator, and it has to be submitted to the state. That's a requirement.
So you're telling me that we can't call another plumber and say, look, we need to get some prices on getting these meters installed without
no,
letting...
We could, but we would, the actual installation work would need more, really need to be approved by Highland because they're in charge of the water system.
They're responsible for maintaining it.
Yeah. They're the responsible party that says,
yeah.
this is okay. This is okay. Done
yeah.
properly for a water system.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Lisa, what you got to say?
I had some more, but. Go ahead.
Well, you know, with Beth's comments, they are adding a lot of stuff like our annual water report for owners and and summary reports and stuff like that that are in our base fee already. And so we need to question everything. Why are they suddenly pulling them out?
Right. And actually,
I don't know if this is permissible or not, but I have a good friend of mine is a grant and contract officer. She's a senior grant and contract officer, and that's all she does every day is review these contracts, and she knows the legal languages. I mean, I know we need to get a lawyer, but I would like to send this to her and get her opinion on it, because she knows all the terms and conditions, and she knows, you know, the severability of these contracts and all of that stuff that I can guess, but I don't know. And yes, the lawyer will give us opinions, but you know, he's not a grant and contract officer either. So,
okay. For propriety's sake, though, I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can submit something that Northwest Natural Water gave to us to a third party that's not our lawyer. You know what I'm saying? We'd have to check and see if that was a legitimate thing to do, because Northwest Natural Water could say that that contract is a proprietary part of their business. And
yeah, that's
true. We would just need to check that out.
It was just an idea.
Yeah. No, and yeah. I think it's a fine idea, but we need to check out if it's a legal thing that we can do, or if it's their proprietary.
Wouldn't that have to say it in the contract if it was proprietary and we couldn't share it?
I don't know.
I would think so, because, I mean, it's, you know, this is like,
this is the boilerplate contract.
Yeah, it's a boilerplate contract. It's not very.
And they've had their lawyers look at it, and you know, it's boilerplate. But you know,
fine. I mean, if we're not violating anything, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that it would be good for us to just get the feedback from Lisa's contract person and the lawyer, and then we might need to have a separate meeting just to fine tooth comb over the contract, write down all of our questions, and then submit them to Northwest.
Right.
So we don't have a lot of time. So, you know, it's something that we would need to.
Well, we have till January. I looked at their letter. They didn't say anything about.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Even to get it back to them in 2 weeks or a month or anything.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is January is not very far away.
I agree.
So right.
we'd have to
look it over and get a meeting arranged. We'll have to move on that pretty quickly.
Yeah, or either we can just, you know, make it the first agenda item on next month so that we spend the majority of our time there.
Right. So the two water reports that they've pulled out in some ways are not a big deal. I know that that annual water resources is the gallons used from the master meter for 12 months, and you log in. Mm-hmm. And I know because Whitney and I had to do it that one year. The year after Jim had left, and our employee didn't ever finish doing it. So Whitney and I did it. You log in and you plug in the gallons used from September through October of the year. Double check your data entry, and then you hit submit. So it's like it should be no more than
easy enough
hour
for us to take on if we need to.
We could, but and then on the other hand, it's not a big deal for them to do it either. It shouldn't be a huge expense.
Gotcha.
And the CCR though is one that really we could do it, and actually we did do it 1 year because the same situation. I think it was Tom Kammer ended up completing it. But if you'll notice, if you look through the last several years since Highland's been doing it, it's obviously 80% of it or more is boilerplate language that is in every single report. And the only thing that's updated are the test results for the different things that have had new tests done on them. And again, since some of them are annual testing, some are only every 3 years, some are 9 years, so not everything has to be updated. However, I think we get the test results in the office email from all our water tests, so we would have access to that information but I think it would, since they're in charge of doing all the treatment and stuff, I really would feel more comfortable with them doing it.
Sure.
And again, it shouldn't be more than probably, I would say maybe an hour or something.
Yeah, and especially with annual, I mean, you know, we're going to want to pick and choose what we battle over because, you know,
yeah,
if
that's
it's
what
a
I'm
$25
saying.
Charge because it takes them all 15 minutes to do it, then maybe we don't care.
Right, right. And yeah.
They're probably not going to charge us 15 minutes, though, Teresa.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I might charge us a half hour, but I think, in fact, it was on one that recently, that we did send them a note saying, hey, we're not paying for this because it was a CCR.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they billed us for more than an hour. I'm not positive right now, but it wasn't a whole
yeah.
bunch of money. And it may not be worth, you know, the battle over.
Right, right. There's probably other battles that are probably going to be more important.
Right.
Hey, folks. I just missed a call from the facility where my sister-in-law is living, so I'm going to bug out early.
Okay.
I apologize, but it usually means something about the hospital, so
okay.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks. Good night, okay. Kelly.
Good night.
Night, Kelly.
So... And then exhibit C is their prices. That's all I had, except for, I don't know why they have to, kind of irritated me that they said they're going to add their 20% service fee on top of the base fee. So why don't they just increase the base fee, you know? It's like, which they didn't increase, but except for the 20%.
They increased it 20%.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Why didn't they just, yeah. And so everything else, though, that thing about it, everything else gets another 20% added on to it now.
Yeah, right.
That's going to start adding up.
Yep.
Before we paid them an extra 10% for any materials that they purchase or some of the fees they pay directly to the state of Oregon for us.
Well, there again, Beth, it's unfortunate that we can't even get them to get these meters installed, because if you think about it, that's where the expenses are. If we could get these meters put behind us, we would be back to basically a base fee every month,
right,
with a little bit extra.
Right. Well, we're going to get the meters in. They just, you know. Well.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of an extra thing. And I think they know it, because once we get these meters in, they aren't going to be making all that extra money for them, you know. And I,
right,
you know, they can't be putting on crews just for us to,
right,
to, you know, and buying equipment just to get our meters in, which are only going to last probably another year's worth of occasional work. So that doesn't quite bother me so much. We'll get them done, but so
it's just the cost that, you know, we're a bit, that's like when they showed up at 11 o'clock the other day, and then the truck was broken for 2 hours, and then I don't know what time they left, but, you know, and then we get these $12,000 to $15,000 invoices from them that we have to glean through. So
we have Curtis's, we have it in writing from Curtis, that email. Hang on to that email.
Oh, yeah.
Invoices for this month.
But I mean, you understand what I'm getting at here. It's like they're not able to do.
Right. Well, that's exactly why I wrote that email to Curtis.
Yeah.
To let him know that, look, we know that they only spent a short time actually getting that work done. And and I think he responded very, I was very pleased with his response,
yes,
that they
responded
only
very well.
Count it, you know, even cutting down the travel time.
Right.
For them to bring everything down, you know, drive down here, and the mileage for driving, they cut that in half since they only were able to spend part of a day here. So,
yeah, that was great, Beth.
Yeah, I think that was very reasonable. And we'll just have to scrutinize that invoice when it comes in and make sure that's what they did.
Yeah, sure.
But he CC'd Devin on it, so I'm pretty confident.
Yep.
So I will go ahead and put these things that I noted in an email and send it to the board. But I think if anybody else has specific things that I know, Eileen, you and I were talking about the other day at the office when I stopped by, and we might even want a little more detail on their kind of routine work that is covered.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, because one thing I noticed, and this actually relates to possibly the low pressure up on 4th Street, is that I don't think they flushed the system this year.
Oh,
they
right.
typically do it in June, and it didn't come through on any invoices, and it has in previous years. Also, and I've waited to send this to Curtis, but I've got an email started in doing the hunt for corpse stops. There are several places where we found the valve for the blow-offs that were obviously had not been uncovered in years.
Wow.
One place that had 4 inches of moss on it.
Wow.
And I uncovered them because they were right near a corpse stop, and it helped us, you know. Well, the blow-offs are easy to find because they're extended up above the ground.
Yeah, they stick up high.
Yeah, and okay, there's the gate valve for that blow off. And
how could it have ever been flushed if it's covered with moss?
No, and up on 4th Street, there's one that's right in front of one of the houses there, and it's right in, actually, they've kind of got a garden area because that's a vacated portion of 4th Street. They've actually got it as a garden, and they said that no one has been there because they would notice it, because all that water would go in that garden area.
Yeah.
They would have noticed, and they said they haven't been there for several years to flush up there, and that might be part of the problem. But that's something that I know isn't mentioned in here, and that's something that's pretty important to do, and it might be.
Well, and I think that was part of our discussion was, what are their duties as our water operator?
Right.
And can we get a list of those duties
so that
we can keep track of it? And I think that, you know, along with the points that we're trying to make on this contract, that we should add that to that when we talk to them and just basically say, look, we would, you know, like to get this as well. So,
So
I will look through the contract. I know I made some notes on it, and I can shoot an email out as far as, you know, what I was seeing too, Beth. But
okay, that would be good if we collect all that, and then Lisa can. I'll make a motion that we send a copy of it as is to our lawyer to review, but. You might mention the ask them about adding us with the right to the
terminate,
as well as Northwest Natural under section six. We should have that same ability.
Yeah.
Do we see any reason that she can't share this with her?
Contract friend?
I mean, I don't think it would hurt. I don't know if it's going to be real helpful, but I don't think that it hurt.
Right, yeah.
I don't think it would hurt either.
I don't think it would hurt. It's. I mean, if they come up with something different than the lawyer does, then we have to go back
Oh, of
to the
course, with
lawyer,
what the
maybe.
lawyer says, but it still would be good to get the information.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably can't hurt.
Right.
Okay.
So you want to revise your motion to include that?
I don't think that has to be in motion.
Okay. Well, I second Beth's motion to send the contract to the lawyer.
Lisa, yes. Oh, Beth, I have a can you email me exactly what you want me to ask the lawyer so that I have because I wasn't taking notes. I know
Wording.
six and whatever, but tomorrow morning when I'm at work, it's gonna float on my brain. So if you can send me an email, I will add it to the
Well, it'll
lawyer
just
when I send
be
it to the
adding
lawyer.
under section six a clause for us like C, but yeah, I'll try to do that.
Or Teresa or Eileen or anyone. I don't care. I just know how I'm gonna be at
Yep,
work. And
we got you, Lisa.
thank you.
So who's
And
gonna do it? You
I
want
can do it. It's no big deal. I just
thank
know
you,
that.
Teresa.
Yep.
So yes, I vote yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is other. We don't have any resolutions, ordinances, do we?
Nope.
Do we have any public comments? Seeing none, does the board have any comments? More comments?
Yeah, I did want to mention something, and hopefully all of you are getting your SDAO emails.
Yep. Yes, I'm getting it.
Good. Last week, SDAO sent out a notice about there's a requirement under the Oregon statutes, and it very likely will not apply to us this year, but it will, probably will apply next year because it has to do with if you have expenditures over $1 million. If we spend all that FEMA money that we thought we might spend, but it's looking unlikely, we might go over $1 million. Our budget is for a slightly over $1 million. Anyway, if you do, all board members. There's a mandatory training on public meeting laws,
Okay.
and the Oregon Government Ethics Committee has free online trainings. They're holding, it looks like they're holding about four a month. Anyway, it's explained in the email, and there's a link to sign up for them.
Okay.
That and like I said, there's a very good chance because of this delay in FEMA, we may not go over $1 million in expenditures for this fiscal year, but we will for sure once for next year
Yeah, project
or
starts.
several years with the project expenses. So I just wanted to mention that.
Thanks, Beth. We get so many of those SDAO emails. I kind of
Blades over them.
yes.
Yeah.
So thanks for catching that.
Yeah. So.
And thanks again for doing all that work on that EPA thing. That really
Yes.
did look like it was a lot of work. So,
Right. Well, yeah. And there is one more thing we probably should do. It has to do with our documentation that you didn't have to submit, but you're supposed to have documentation of what you said the service line material is. So Highland has been taking pictures, and those are uploaded to the Diamond Maps. But we probably really should have a copy of those.
okay. Yeah.
However, and you can go in there and you can download them one by one from Diamond Maps. But of course, that maps is it's just like a camera. It generates
Huge
a
file.
number, that so the name of the file that
Oh.
if we If we do that and we download them, we need to be renaming them with the service address.
Right.
And if anyone wants to start doing that, I'll show them how to do that. But it probably is something that would be good.
Let's capture it in the minutes as a task. I don't know if we have a task list anywhere, but we should have a task list. You know, so if we capture that in the minutes, then, you know, I'm happy to create a task list so that we can just see, you know, when we got some time, it's a rainy day, we're going to go do something for the water board. We see what's on the task list and attack them.
Yeah, and we could put them, well, no, I guess we couldn't. Unfortunately, on Google Drive, because we use the free thing, I don't think we can just share a whole folder, so.
Well, Beth, let's give anyway, it some thought.
And, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
So,
are we done with that agenda item?
I think we're done.
We are?
Well,
other than asking if anyone has any opens.
Two, three. Okay, I'm stopping recording.
Well, I think we should, don't we normally ask the community members if they have any comments or questions?
We did.
Yeah. I did.
Are we good? Did I miss that?
Yeah.
I guess we are done.
All right. Good meeting, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, I am stopping recording at 7:37.
Thank you.